You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
And it is 12 minutes to 2 o'clock, time for our travel feature. And today we're talking about the most Christmassy of destinations around the world. Gabby Brandani, how are you doing? Happy Friday.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday indeed.
You know, it's so funny because just this week we're talking to somebody who is a Christmas decoration enthusiast who's been doing it for a while. So she's done places like Melrose Arch, Bryanston, Sandton, and we're talking about the Christmas decoration culture in the country. And I'm wondering what makes a destination Christmassy?
So there's a lot of different aspects that make destinations Christmassy. So a lot of the time, particularly within Europe, they go big with their Christmas lights, their Christmas decorations,
yes,
their Christmas markets. It's a huge thing overseas. And New York is also one of the places that has a huge like Christmas decor culture, even though it is one of the most freezing places apparently to be over Christmas time. So that's actually, yeah, one of the destinations we were going to chat about today is in a lot of the movies, particularly obviously Hollywood is going to highlight New York over Christmas. Magical, your ice skating rinks, your huge Christmas trees. There's a lot of festivity in the air in New York over Christmas. But as we said, very cold, like cold to the bone, but beautiful and magical.
Asha, me, I'll never see it unless I'm being paid to be there. I cannot with the cold. I cannot. Okay, so I think that's a good one. And I'm wondering about Austria.
Austria is absolutely magical over Christmas. So there are a lot of different cities within Europe that are just incredible at Christmas time. Vienna in Austria is one of those places. It's one of the most festive at Christmas time, and they have some really magnificent Christmas markets. The oldest Christmas market actually stretches back to the 13th century, making Austria, or in Vienna in particular, one of the oldest, most Christmassy places in the world. So if you head to the Austrian capital in December over the festive season, you're going to enjoy goblets of glühwein, traditional nativity scenes, charming markets, and just beautiful angelic carolers singing Christmas carols most of the places that you go. It's really something beautiful to see.
I think, okay, when you mentioned carolers, I was like, okay, I would go to New York just for that because I love Christmas carols so much.
Yes.
Having grown up singing in choirs and singing the many Christmas carols. Okay, I'll freeze for Christmas carols. I'll freeze just for that. But the Austria one sounds absolutely beautiful. Let's talk about Germany.
Germany is one of the most popular places from a Christmas market perspective. It's actually one of the places that has around 200 stalls selling handmade gifts, particularly within Nuremberg in Germany. And this is something that happens every year over Christmas. I think one or two Christmases during COVID, the Christmas markets did stop just because people were obviously practicing social distancing and that kind of thing. But Christmas markets are back in full swing in Germany, and Germany is one of the most incredible places to experience the lights, the festivities. Dresden in Germany is also a very small town, but also one of the most spectacular over Christmas. It's something so magical. And often it does snow during Christmas, making it even more magical. And I know it does seem like it might be very cold, but I think dealing with the snow in Europe, particularly over Christmas, you can prepare for it from a clothing perspective. New York might be a different kind of cold to the bone, but yet Europe over Christmas is definitely something you can prepare for from a clothing perspective.
So let's talk, I think, a place that maybe people might not have thought of, but you've also included Tokyo in Japan.
Yes, so Japan is not a country that shies away from a theme. And in the busy metropolis of Tokyo in particular, it's actually one of the most Christmassy places in Asia, let alone the world. So if you visit Tokyo over Christmas, you can expect over-the-top decorations, crazy lights, festive trimmings all across the city. There's the Starlight Garden in Tokyo Midtown, and the Correctur Shio Dome are among the best spots for festivities. Plus, there's also a European-inspired Christmas market under the Tokyo Sky Tree. So it's definitely something magical to experience if you want something a little different, maybe heading to Asia for a bit of a Christmas vibe.
I definitely would not have thought of that at all, but sounds completely interesting and one that people should consider. Now, here's one that is kind of obvious, the North Pole.
This almost should have been at the top of the list.
Literally.
So Santa Claus might be fictitious. Maybe if there are kids, Santa Claus is definitely not fictitious, if kids are listening. But the North Pole is an actual place. So the North Pole in Alaska is home to a very small population, 2,200 residents, that helped the big man in red getting ready for his gift run. It's one of the most Christmassy destinations around the world. And something just to enjoy, just that whole vibe in the supposed birthplace of Santa Claus. Another place.
I'm very sorry, but how dare you say Santa Claus is fictitious? Take it back.
No, he's very much real.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Now another place. Yes.
Yeah, so another place, depending on who you talk to, so I know a lot of people say that the North Pole is where Santa Claus comes from, but depending on who you speak to, some people also say Lapland in Finland is the actual home of Santa Claus. Now, the Finnish locals celebrate Santa Claus in a place called Rovaniemi, which is the capital of Finnish Lapland at the Arctic Circle, and it is fast becoming quite a big tourist hotspot. It's also known as the official home of Santa Claus, and the city really comes alive during the winter months despite the freezing temperatures. So there's some really incredible opportunities to enjoy the festivities. They've got snow safaris. You can meet Santa Claus. They have a whole little Santa Claus village there every year, every December. People flock there just to enjoy the festivities. You can also get close up with reindeer over there, which is something really special.
So are they like, please explain this reindeer story. I need to understand.
So they are actually, when traveling outside of Rovaniemi, they are actually authentic and real reindeer farms where you can actually see actual reindeers. They almost look like deers, a little bit different looking deers, but they're quite big creatures. And yes, if you didn't know reindeers are real, it's a thing. It's magical.
I just, wow. Okay, so you can actually go there and find Rudolph. I did not know that. Very, very fascinating. So where now can we go? I mean, you've told us where we can meet Santa Claus, get up close with actual reindeer. Let's talk about Canada.
Yes, so Montreal, Quebec in Canada, that's another option if you want to venture outside of Europe, outside of Asia. You can make your way north to Canada's Montreal. The French-speaking city, it just oozes European vibes without it being European, without it being Europe. And every year they put on a very French-themed défilé de Noël festival with Christmas fairs, with weekly fireworks. They've got the annual Santa Claus parade, which is a lot of fun. And that's been celebrated since 1925. And when you arrive, you'll be ready for very cool Canadian weather, steaming mugs of hot chocolate, which is just spectacular, and candy chestnuts, which is very much a Christmas vibe.
And of course, you've included places like Sydney in Australia, Munich in Germany. You've included Singapore, Copenhagen in Denmark, New Orleans in Louisiana, USA, and Lucerne in Switzerland. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but Gabby, I want to close up by wishing you a Merry Christmas, because we're not going to be together again until 2023.
Yes, it's been an awesome year chatting travel this year, and looking forward to chatting even more magical, inspiring travel topics with you and the listeners in the new year.
Gabby Brandani, Merry Christmas, happy, happy new year to you, and we'll be back together and reunited talking all things travel in 2023.